of the Belfast Bike Scheme, because I think it is an absolutely fantastic scheme and it takes Belfast into a new level as a city. But I did have a bit of an unfortunate experience on Saturday, not with one of these new bikes, of course, but I was walking up the Malone Road late morning on Saturday morning on the pavement, and out of nowhere, this cyclist just appeared at speed and crashed straight into me. And I have to say, the injuries I have are very similar to being hit by a car rather than a bicycle. So I think people just need to realise that the danger of speeding on the pavement.
What exactly happened to you, Jeannie?
Well, I was just walking up, beautifully dressed, frank as usual, to, you know, because I was going out in my pristine white trousers, and a cyclist, I don't know where he came from, just appeared right in front of me, and he swerved round me, but there was a second cyclist right behind him, and he couldn't see me. So as the other guy jerked round me, he just crashed straight into me.
And what sort of injuries did you get?
Well, I was knocked into the gutter at the side of the road, and I was lying there in the dirt in the aforementioned pristine white trousers. I had my hand was up like a bap. I thought my leg was broken, and I also had a bleeding from my head, though I didn't know that at the time. I really thought I had a broken leg. It was so sore, and I don't know whether the injuries came from the impact or from being thrown to the pavement. But I really was in a bad way, and this cyclist, who was not of Northern Ireland origin, seemed really unrepentant. He kept saying to me, "But you're all right, aren't you?" as I was lying there. And a very kind couple who came to my aid then said they were going to call the police and ambulance, and at which point he got on his bike and legged it, leaving me lying bleeding and crying in the gutter.
It's appalling reaction from the individual who knocked you down. Obviously... You know, as you look at a cyclist who knocks you down, whether it's someone you know from up the street or someone who's on holiday or someone who's from overseas working here, whoever it happens to be, you also know that they're not going to be insured. They're not going to be able to compensate you for your injury. It just doesn't work like that. That in itself must be very annoying.
Well, absolutely. When I talked to the police, they said it is tantamount to leaving the scene of an accident, but they said the law doesn't actually cover bicycles. You know, the law is different relating to car accidents.
It's incredible, and you know, this is one of the downsides, isn't it, of bicycle use in Northern Ireland. There are people the length and breadth of the land who are breaking the rules and regulations of the road. I saw a guy yesterday simply go through the red lights on his bicycle. Now, obviously, if a car had been coming the other way, he would have been the one that would have come off the worst. But there are cyclists who think they don't have to adhere to the rules. The guy who knocked you down clearly believed that by speeding on the pavement. You are allowed to ride on the pavement if conditions on the road are such that the pavement is the only option. But it sounds like as if on the Malone Road, that guy could easily have been riding out on the road.
He could. It was a Saturday morning. It was quiet. But Frank, I heard an interview on Friday last week. I'm not sure if it was yourself, but on a radio programme, and it was with the chief superintendent from the police. And she was saying the law says you can only ride on the pavement if it is dangerous to do so on the road. And when pressed, the only example she could give was parents walking with a small child on a bicycle. So, you know, I think we need a better definition of what is dangerous.
Absolutely. We've had this discussion, and I've give the example of where I live, and I'm on a slight decline on quite a busy road in terms of it being winding, a lot of traffic uses it, but I'm on a decline. So if I go out to my gateway, I have to be very aware of speeding cyclists coming down the pavement. And you know, they're in the wrong by speeding on the pavement. Yet and all, if your car clips one of them going past, quite understandably, you're going to very seriously injure that individual, and you're going to live with the distress of that for the rest of your life when they shouldn't be on the pavement in the first place.
It sounds as if we need a bit of clarification from the police as to what exactly the law does say, and perhaps a bit of enforcement, Frank, as well.
Yeah, and I've said this in the programme before, I'm open to anyone who's ever had a cycling law enforced upon them to come forward. I'd love to hear from you. I don't think you exist. 90333105 is the number. On a day like today, Jeannie, whenever people will be, for the, you know, in the bright sunshine, testing bicycles maybe for the first time in a lifetime because they're sitting there in the city centre, they should be very aware of just how near you came to being very seriously injured.
Frank, if you could see the colour of my leg and arm today, I'm telling you, you would think I'd been hit by a lorry, not a bicycle.
Well, I hope you get back on your feet
soon. Let's not vilify all cyclists. Cycling's a great sport and it's a great part of life in the city. It just needs a little care.
Totally. I'm with you 100%. I'm a cyclist myself. I've, you know, friends and relatives who are excellent cyclists who adhere to the rules and regulations. I have colleagues who do that as well. But there's too many cyclists out there who think they own the road and now the pavements as well. You've got to get the message across to them in some way. There's no point praising all the good guys. Yes, the good guys, thumbs up. It's like praising all the good drivers. Thumbs up to them too. You've got to get the message across to the ones that are breaking the rules and regulations because accidents are waiting to happen.
Indeed.
Good speaking to you, and I hope you get well soon, girl.
Thank you, Frank.
Are you missing broadcasting, by the way?
Absolutely, Frank. I miss you every day.
I'm sure you do. Jeannie, thanks indeed. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye.
That's the lovely Jeannie Johnson, who now works in public relations, but who used to be our boss on the programme UTV Life. And of course, she used to be a reporter for a lifetime on the news here. And now she's recuperating.